ready?
Went onwards to battle against the foul demons of the world, wield an exceptionally cool gear, probably do the occasional side quest, and save the world in this week's Sega Mixer Drive! I'm your host, Rexy, and for the next hour show, I'm going to be bringing you some great remixes, bringing you stuff from across the globe, from a great range of artists. Doesn't matter how long they've been remixing for, or even if the game pays to make music in general, if they've been doing some great Sega coverage, then I might even take it on board. And in fact, this is going to be the first theme week that we've had for some time as well, not counting the Sonic Stadium Music Adventure 2012 special we had 3 weeks ago, which is finally out today, by the way. Oh, but anyway, let's get on target here. This is RPG week, and I'm going to be bringing you some arrangements for Sega's coverage in that particular field of action and adventuring right there and then. And I'm going to be thanking you all for your requests this week. In fact, I'm really surprised how fast it managed to fill up right near the end as well. Quite a lot of you asked for some fancy star, though we do have quite the variety of franchises that got covered down the line. Let's see, we also have some Shining Force, plus the Dungeon spin-off Shining in the Darkness, some Skies of Arcadia, Soleil, Even some lens talk are being thrown in as well. He really liking the more obscure stuff being brought in this evening. And if you haven't gone as far as putting some Panzer Dragoon in my top bed, courtesy of the one and only Richard Jake. So there we go. Let's see if we can space things out just a bit more. Either way, what we started with, well, seemed more like a request team up here because Zonic Zone Cop wanted to hear some Fancy Star coverage. He just wanted any two remixes from that particular game. And the winner was you, actually stated something more specific by asking for a DJ Pretzel's cover of the intro music there. That was Millennial, and you can get that over at OC Remix as a separate mix post. And yeah, so one of those team ups, why did it happen? Well, let's quote Gabby.
Because why not?
Because why not? Oh, absolutely. And apparently the guys at the IRC are going on about drinks and whatnot this evening. Apparently these guys really wanted to make the best of their weekend. But let's see who's in here first of all, shall we? A quiet bunch so far. If anything, I mean, it's anything but quiet, but still quiet. What am I saying? Still light. You know what I'm saying with this? Let's go down the IC. We have Trigon, Pathbeat, Vexy, AKME, Burning Plane 2010, Sonic Remix, a winner was you, Biafra, Captain True, CTR, Dog Overrods, Shadix, Lottlecroft, Silver Sonic, both in its PC and Android, SJ, The Joiner, and Voice. Okay, so we're doing pretty good for ourselves so far. If you guys are listening in and want to join the IC, you can do just that. So videosega.net, .net/community/chat, and join in the fun over there. Okay, and originally I was going to be having this at some point later on in the year, but this ended up getting brought forward because Skies of Arcadia's Vice won the Radio Sega Character Battle, and so it makes perfect sense to actually acknowledge this win by opening this next block of music with a remix for Skies of Arcadia. So, and indeed, when I brought this up with True just a few minutes ago, she ended up responding with this, if I could just find the goddamn quote somewhere. If you didn't have that, I would have cried. Maybe. Okay. But still, you're going to be happy anyway, because we're going to be hearing some great stuff from Garpocalypse, and that was part of the Dwelling of Duels June 2012 Town Month as well. Very sweet rendition going down the line. So, either way, from Garpocalypse and covering the Horteca theme from Skies of Arcadia, we're going to be rocking our first block off to Val Horteca. So, keep it here. This is Sega Mixer Drive. Nova Sonic has just tuned in, but he ended up missing one of his requests already. Oh dear, we can't see that going on. We just had Taika covering Children of Gods from Shining in the Darkness. That was Down in the Dungeon, Just Creatures and Me. And that was a great remix that was sent pretty early on in the Overquatch remixes run. Very aggressive rock tape for sure. And we haven't really heard much of him since, because that was just a very creative take otherwise. Just seems to have gone missing like a good handful of early arrangers, but still very good. As I said earlier, that was a request from Silver Sonics. Had to make sure I remember that. Going before then, we had Sega Rocks. Apparently the source material is doing exactly what it said on the tin with this Fancy Star arrangement. That was Planet Moltavia, and that was part of Sega Rock Volume 1. Apparently, you're not going to believe this, but Resident SD came out of hiding to ask for this one. Yes, well, I was thinking of putting some Sega Rocks in anyway, but to reach in for the Sega Master System is another neat thing to end up doing, so I'm acknowledging you, sir. I don't know if this means if Leighton Live will return or not, or any of the sort, but either way, just be glad that he managed to chip in. And we end up kicking off the block with Godpocalypse, covering Horteca from Skies of Arcadia. That was Val Horteca, and that was a submission for the Dwelling of Jewels June 2012 Town Month. It wasn't exactly one of the higher charting entries, but it was still very great coverage for a much undercovered source. Oh, and Silver Sonic is saying, I did manage to hear half of the request. I was away tending to my laptop earlier. Okay, that is perfectly understandable. The Captain is saying, Resident SD is still alive, Co-1P? Barely, let's put it this way. But I'm going to be looking out, but whichever is the case, we've got to respect his wishes. Either way, you know, just hearing a bunch of great rock arrangements made me think of this. If you're moody over something and you really want music to take your feelings out on, you always have to go over some rock music of some form. You'll be on a similar wavelength and you'll be able to just take out the strain that's been building up. That's my general philosophy in this. I shared it towards Gabby on last week's Saturday Night Sega, and things seem to be pretty similar around here. Oh, and apparently Forever Sonic is sharing true sentiments. That's perfectly neat there. Though, apparently this next music block is going to be anything but sentimental. Things are going to be going proggy and all over the place with these next couple of lengthy tracks that we're going to be bringing in. Silver Sonic may have missed half of his request, but hopefully his second one, he'll be ending up hearing the entire thing. And of course, Nob would end up thinking of ridiculous arranging skill more so than Schnabubula. Apparently, more known for being able to work well with a contemporary chiptune arranging these days, as well as being able to keep up with the crazy arranging skills, we're going to be hearing a great early submission to Overquatch Remix from him here. So we're going to be hearing that here and now from Schnabubula and covering Mysterious Island from Landstalker. Yes, we've got something really obscure coming here, one that I didn't even think of during the preparations. Either way, we're going to be flying all over the place to Rare Mineral Addict. Keep it here. This is Sega Mixer Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brandon Strader, and you are listening to Sega Mixer Drive on Radio Sega.
like a Jetsu, and just observing DJ Sleeper Bunny's fans here, aka the one and only DJ Ear. Had to be acknowledged, absolutely. We'll go into that kind of thing just real quickly. Well, at least after I've run down the previous couple of tracks. We just have Brandon Strader covering, I believe it's Haruka Temple from Phantasy Star Universe. That was Hogusha. Is that how you pronounce it? Hogusha? Hogusha? How the hell you do it? Either way, you can get that as the winning track for the Dueling of Duels September 2011 Phantasy Star Month. And that's also available at Overclocked Remix as a separate mix pause as well. Of course, Captain True was saying the mix is boss, which is perfectly fine. And the winner was here was saying, oh snap, Brandon Strader jingle. You heard that there. And thank you again, Brandon, for the awesome bumper. Apparently I've been hearing his takes over Skype when he ended up sending it through. That was the one that ended up making it through, though. He also sent me this hilarious alternative that he thinks should be played, but I don't think it's radio friendly. How about I play it to you guys and see what you think?
This is Brandon Strader, and you're listening to Sega Mixer Drive on Radio Sega.
I personally think it's just hilarious, but we'll regard your reactions down the line. Before then, we had Schnabubula covering Mysterious Island from Landstalker. That was Rare Mineral Addict. That's another track over at Overclocked Remix, and you can be able to get that right there. That was one of Schnabula's first contributions, and even then, it still is witty and very well interpreted to some of his material now. Oh, and Sonic Zone Cop has just joined the chat. He's all happy RPG day! Yay. Very nice and all that. So, as long as DJ Ear is here in the chat, apparently, during the music break, he ended up asking, what the flying F is advice? And all the way throughout the break, True has been trying to explain everything in regards to the franchise and even the possibilities of an RPG being on the GameCube to begin with. And oh goodness sake, just seeing the reaction between those two was just something to behold. I can definitely see that, and it makes it a lot easier that DJ Ear is settling with pink text, which is making it easier to identify. Colored text for the win. Okay. So I guess with DJ Ear and also Alien Renegade being in the chat, it makes perfect sense to move straight towards the remix highlights of the week. And of course, the main highlight that happened was that the Sonic Stadium Music Adventure 2012 finally came out. Oh man, I wouldn't be able to play as many of these as possible, but then again, I already did a lot of this 3 weeks ago, and maybe more down the line in future shows for sure. Either way, there's still quite the RPG contingent going on in there as well, so we're going to be having a couple of those tracks in the next block. In fact, one of these was already played 3 weeks ago as part of the highlight show, but we're going to be starting off with something that didn't get played beforehand, and yet it fits the scope for tonight, as well as Sonic Zone Cup's desire for more of Phantasy Star 4. So we're going to be starting off with a track from Urban Flow, the short but sweet little ditty from him covering Cybernetic Carnival. We're going to be settling through to High Five Cybernetics. Keep it here. This is Sega Mixer Drive.
listening to Sega Mixer Drive, playing great Sega remixes every Friday night on Radio Sega.
Stadium Music Adventure 2012, which is finally out! But as well, play up! Just real briefly right there. And we ended up having a couple of great RPG cuts from that album. We ended up just hearing Master Chase covering Into the Crater or something of the sort from Phantasy Star Online Blue Burst. That was Unstability. And that was one of the great highlights from him on the third disc of the set. Very They're very unusual source tackle, and I think that's one of his best works on the entire thing as well. Tro is responding to this, when Swords of Sega comes back, this'll get played a ton. Oh, I'll be looking out for that for sure. Definitely. And, you know, people also in Mario was the bumper as well. Of course, that was me reusing the Cracky Dave of Cracky Dave bumper from last week's show. And indeed, there's a good reason for it. The fundraiser for Do a Thing for Dave actually succeeded! So, a big round of applause to Cracky Dave and Sly Guy! And indeed, while he's selling down in Brisbane right now, he's going down to a whole load of commissions for sure with this. And you know, things are starting to be received pretty well on my end. In addition to the Sega Mixer Drive bumper, earlier this week I just received an awesome piece of artwork for Sly Cooper, in which I just linked in the ISA right now, so if you guys want to be able to take a look. Absolutely neat stuff going there. Okay, going towards the track we just had before it, we had Urban Flow covering Cybernetic Carnival from Phantasy Star 4, and that was of course going back towards Sonic Song Cop's more desire for that game in general. Either way, that was High Five Cybernetics. That was one of the tracks I believe was on Disc 9, if I can remember off the top of my head. One of the chippier ones on his end, but still very infectious nevertheless. DJ Ear is saying, that horn section makes me want to play Mega Man X. It's very funny you say this, considering the Sonic and Mega Man comic Worlds Collide, or at least the first part of it, ended up getting unleashed this week. And I want to be able to read this for myself at some point, even if I do have to import it, but still, you're making us feel the anticipation for this one, that's for sure. Okay, so while we end up hearing some great new stuff, I think it's time we started going towards the last few songs. And let's see if we can make this one a Shining Force sandwich on this. We're going to begin first of all with a request from the Chaos Blue. And we're going to be settling down to something a little more chill from Quinn Fox. And once again, covering a lesser covered Sega system. This time the Sega CD. So this is definitely going to be more than appropriate for this one. Either way, from Quinn Fox, and if I can recall correctly, covering Open Plains. No, oh wait, yes, Open Plains from Shining Force CD. Things are going to be a little ungeometric with this one. This is Five-Sided Square. Keep it here. This is Sega Mixer Drive. god, I still miss Grey Lightning. One of the more influential arrangers that I ended up coming across while I started out at Old TV Mix. So, either way, very appropriate request there. Thank you, Cyberfox. That was from Grey Lightning covering up, I believe it's his Demon's Breath from Shining Force. I think that's the track's title, but I'll need to clarify myself with this later. That was Armageddon, and you can pick that up over at Old TV Mix. There's a great mix post there. So yeah, Grey Lightning. I really got on with him when I first started out. He was like one of the most approachable judges that I saw. Even to the point that he helped one of my songs actually get onto the site itself, even though he was involved with the production and that. But still, either way, I definitely enjoyed a lot of Grey's work while he was around, so as far as I know, they were just electrifying. Oh yeah, very sweet stuff, nevertheless. Going before then, we had Scared Sim, with the second place entry for the Dwelling of Jewels June 2012 Tower Month covering Solail, or Crusader of Senti as it's known in the United States. It's got a funny title as well. Where is my damn dog? Oh yeah. But very obscure, yeah, it's a pretty classy arrangement. I can never expect anything less from that guy, thank you. Joe was saying, Solail had a nice soundtrack. Indeed it did. And a winner was you. Only just realised it the moment I ended up sharing this on Twitter. Which is still very amusing, nevertheless. Okay. And we ended up kicking the block up with some Quaint Fox, another great icon that I got to know when I started out on OCB Mimics as well. And I thank you, Chaos Blue, for requesting that one. Covering Open Plains from Shining Force CD, that was Five Sided Square. And you can pick that up also as an OCB Mix post. It's a bit of a shame he's been doing more original material now from the last I've been hearing. But either way, I really hope he'll be able to make his way through with some great tunes at some point or other. Oh, apparently DJ E is saying Cirque du Soleil in regards to the Crusader Senti track earlier. I don't even think it's even inspired by that, but who knows? Okay, so apparently, if anyone wants to do a Cirque du AR mix influenced by Cirque du Soleil, then feel free. I mean, you can play it on the show. I can't really see that happening, but whichever will happen. And Captain True is saying, I'm going to be indisposed this month, to be honest. For super serious personal reasons. I don't even know what this is being in reference to. Is this in regards to conventions or anything? I'll try and figure this out at some point. Either way, in regards to the Shining Force CD track, Alien Renegade ended up saying this is so relaxing. Yeah, we can never expect anything less from Quinn Fox, that's for sure. Definitely sweet stuff. Okay, we have one last track to go towards before we end up sealing the whole show. And, Sonic Creamers is saying, I've seen a Cirque du Soleil show once. Okay, enough with the show presentations. I'll leave you guys to it while I start going down the last bits and bobs. Alright, like I said in the show thread a couple of days ago, and in the show itself last week, I have an experimental plan for next week, so it's going to be a regular week next week. However, in a wild change of pace, I'm picking all the music, so it's going to be a DJ mix for this one. Yes, I'm going to be having to steal one of Resident SD's terms until I end up coming up with a more original name. But either way, I'll start maybe all one particular genre as well, depending on what comes through. I haven't decided on the actual genre yet, but hopefully I should be able to come towards a more concrete decision as the days go on. So let's hold on tight with this. Okay, show plugs now. Further Sonic's Random Hour is on at 9 p.m. tonight, so be sure to tune in for your randomness and your great music and better from Further Sonic himself. The Sonic Radio's late afternoon breakfast show might not be on or not. It's going to depend on Channel VMix's current work commitments. If he comes back, then he'll be covered. But if it doesn't, then... Or either way, if I can find the clip...
It's no use!
It's no use, whether it goes on or not. Okay, there's a pre-recorded Ultra Wave. Actually, it's been recorded during the actual show itself. and it's going to be broadcasting at 7 p.m. tomorrow. With the wonderful one and only Pat Shot. AKA Tollguy 91. He's going to be bringing that on the air at some point, so things that will hopefully be sounding great on this end. And Saturday Night Sega is on at 10 p.m. tomorrow as well with Gabby. And Probably we're going to be hearing some great tunes down the line with him as well. Apparently it's also been announced that on May the 11th there's going to be a Saturday night stream, basically 3 hours of nothing but music from Mr. Stream. And hopefully that's going to be turning out to be quite the eccentric show, believe in me. And we have Radio Redux at 7 p.m. on Sunday from the lovely Archangel UK. And he's going to be hopefully doing your variety programming for the weekend right there and then. Going on to other stations, Dr. Scottnik's Mean Remix Machine is on at 12:30 a.m. tonight. Or at least I'm hoping it is, unless Forever Sonic has to completely intervene once again. Okay, I'm actually looking through my sound clips looking for something very appropriate for something that's going on in his end today. Because, as we acknowledged on Sonic Our TV last night... Scottnik's birthday! Okay, so probably it may technically be Saturday now in Australia, but that still applies here. Okay, the Sonic On show simply might not be on or not, but either way, if it's not on, Sonic Remix will have you covered with some Sonic On TV coverage nevertheless. Keep your eyes peeled on Sonic Radio's Twitter for all the news going on towards that and Saturday's show. And talking of which, we have Sonic On TV, the season finale at 11 p.m. on Thursday. And we are continuing Sonic 2 on the 16-bit version with Oil Lotion X1. Hopefully she might even be done by the end of the whole thing, which would be a fantastic finale, by the way. I've got all your confidence in you, Sonic Remix. You can do this. And going further on, we have Silver Side Show at 7 p.m. next week, I believe. It's going to be an earlier time. Not quite too sure. But either way, it's going to be all techno music with this one, so... Oh, that sort of groove we're going to be feeling right there, and then very sweet. Okay, and now it's time we end up going towards the last track. Now, it's not often that we end on something really, really long, but it's definitely appropriate to do so this week, courtesy of KC, who right at the very last minute asked for some progressive metal down the line. And it's one of the many great tracks from the Dual Dragons. This was originally submitted for the Dwelling of Duels March 2010 3 month, and is a rocking rendition for Phantasy Star 2, which I believe, according to True, mostly covers Death Palace from that game, although other sources are in it as well. So it might be a medley, it might be not, we're not quite too sure, but either way, it's going to be rocking and it's going to be sexy, and we know it. And okay, so Dwelling of Duels, not that, for your rocking music for sure. From the Dual Dragons, we're going to be ending on Second Star Evolution. And we're going to be running down the ISC just one more time. Right here, we had Trigon, Forever Sonic, Fastweet, Vexy, AKME, Running Flame 2010, M20, who's just missing another show, Shadow Remix, Sonic Remix, Underscores Bondi, Alien Renegade! And when it was here, BR for a Borgard, Captain True, CD-ROM 1019, CTR, D'Artagnan, DJ Sleepy Bunny, aka DJ Ear! Sonic Slusselcroft, Silver Sonic, who's here twice, both on a PC and an Android, SJ, the Chaos Blue, the Joiner, Voice, and Sonic Slowcop. And we are out of here. We will be catching you next week for a great DJ mix.
can pick up the podcast later. And be sure to tune in next time for some more Remix Bonus. This was Sega Mixer Drive.